emotional excuses. I'm John Johnson, and we'll talk about that next on MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard.
I remember the moment.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
Several of us were working to rescue a family.
The house collapsed on top of the cellar door and trapped them.
We had to use Humvees and heavy machinery to move massive trees and debris.
We got them out.
We helped a lot of people out.
It felt good to know I could really make a difference.
Because I'm a citizen soldier in the National Guard.
Be there the moment your community needs you. Learn more at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Michigan National Guard. Aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.
There's no doubt that emotion is an important element of sports. You can watch teams ride highs and lows during the course of a season, for that matter, even during the course of a game. But, like everything else, there needs to be boundaries, a limit to all this emotion. Otherwise, expressing excessive emotion has a negative impact, especially in educational athletics. Now, for those games that people pay excessive dollars for to watch in person, and for those events delivered into our homes on network television, their value is strictly entertainment. And watching the participants act out excessively is, unfortunately, expected. Kind of like the days of old in the Colosseum, where armor-clad warriors battled animals or each other for the favor of the crowd. But this isn't Roman warriors, or today's overpaid professional athletes, or the edutainers of high-profile college sports. These are 14 to 17-year-olds playing games in a learning environment who think that what they see at the so-called higher levels of sport is okay, especially when those people try to justify their actions by stating, hey, it's an emotional game. It makes them think that they too can exhibit such behavior in the high school athletic classroom. And classroom is the key word here. Again, this is supposed to be a learning environment for kids, and one of the things they need to learn about is how to control their emotions under all kinds of circumstances. That there are appropriate ways to express oneself, whether you're winning or losing, whether the calls are going your way or not. Our behavior expectations of our young people should be the same on the gridiron as it is in geometry class. A little extra volume is okay on the gridiron, but it still must be appropriate. It goes back to a core value of our games, sportsmanship. One of the foundations educational athletics are built on. One of the things we cannot do without. So let the others trash talk and taunt, let them prance and dance and make that silly number one finger go up in the air after making an otherwise ordinary play. Our games, our kids, must play to a higher standard. November brings us into the heart of MHSAA fall tournaments and all kinds of championship action which you can watch live online. Every week during the football playoffs, you can watch four games from around the state produced by the MHSAA Network on FoxSportsDetroit.com's Prep Zone. On Saturday, November 3rd, the MHSAA TV website kicks into high gear with tournament coverage. The Lower Peninsula Cross Country Finals will have live streams from the finish line and the award stand at Michigan International Speedway beginning at 10 a.m. And the four championship games in the Lower Peninsula Boys Soccer Tournament will be streamed beginning at noon. Later this month on MHSAA.tv, you can catch live streams of the girls' volleyball semifinals and finals from Kellogg Arena in Battle Creek, the finals of the Lower Peninsula Girls Swimming and Diving Competition, and live post-game press conferences from all of the football finals contests. The MHSAA Network will also stream live audio from the soccer, volleyball, and football finals. You can catch that all on your PC or your handheld at MHSAANetwork.com. Join us again next time for another edition of MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard, a production of the MHSAA Network.